First and foremost, put a plan together. I highly believe in order to succeed, you need to have a plan in place. So don't just throw it out there thinking, oh, this is simple. So long as you have a plan and you know with a timeline, pad the timeline. Don't rush yourself through it. Allow for other things to happen in life.
Hey, Joseph here. Welcome back to a new episode of Capo Joe. I have a question for you, as usual. What is the best investment you can possibly do in your lifetime? I know what you're thinking. It's not your house. That is a good one as well. However, I am talking about education. Education is the key for progress and improvement. And when it comes to education, the new decade is taking us through a change in the way we learn and absorb information. E-learning is the future with a market of over $2.8 billion and is the place you want to concentrate when it comes to create a new passive income for your brand and business and a new revenue stream. My today's guest has over 20 years of experience in marketing and branding, and she is the person to listen to when it comes to course creation. Monica today is walking you through each and every step you have to take into consideration if you want to create a course online that can really complete your offer as a brand and business. Walking you through every step of the way from what you need to put in the course to the structure that you need, as well as how to advertise it, this, I believe, is one of the most insightful and resourceful episodes of the series of A Cup of Joe. So sit back, relax, take notes, download the episode, listen to it all over again as she shares so many useful information that you don't really want to miss. Please take a screenshot and tag me on your Instagram story, letting me know what you think of today's show, as I really want to deliver as much value as I can. I always repost each and every one of my listeners, so make sure to be one of them.
Welcome to A Cup of Joe, a weekly podcast discussing life and business. Grab a coffee and get comfortable. Here's your host, Joseph Rubelli.
Monica is in the house.
Yay!
I am so excited to have you on the podcast.
I'm excited to talk with you.
I am so happy. So me and Monica already connected actually a few months back on Instagram Live, and that live was really covering 15 ways to engage with your community. And we kind of, you know, connected through an Instagram group, and it was kind of, you know, a match made in heaven because me and her are very similar. We both talk a lot. We're both very energetic. We are both super positive. So people either love us or find it really irritating. It is kind of, you know, the vibe, but it is really more than this. It's actually that me and Monica have a very similar way of working as well, which I personally appreciate a lot, because she's really sharing on her page so many things that I personally believe on and I stand for. So it's really exciting to finally, you know, have her on the show and kind of cover one of the topics that I think is more relevant in this day and age, which is online training. So I would love you to kind of dive in a little bit more about your background and how did you get to where you are today, and, you know, kind of share with us why you're so amazing.
You're so sweet. Thank you, Joseph.
You are.
I agree. I think we both have that gift of, we don't know a stranger, so we definitely were high energy, and that opens a lot of doors. And I am sure growing up, you've had that same energy. So starting way back, I'm going to be 50. So I think about when I first started out on my career path, and I worked for these big corporations, big Fortune 500 companies, and you feel like you're lost. You're just a number to them. Yeah. I was a sponge. I learned, I engaged, I participated, I gave it my all in what I did. And I was with one company. I was with Toshiba for a very long time. And then I was with Canon right. for about a decade. That was pretty much my launch pad to figure out what I wanted to do. And this is obviously way before social media. So the times were very different. I'm also a huge advocate of evolving with the times and reinventing yourself to stay relevant. So fast forward, I worked for a beauty brand in Los Angeles, and I worked my way up to the vice president of the company. and I was traveling international, and this is at the start of Facebook. This is end of MySpace era. And I have seen the power that it harnessed. And I'm like, I need to do something with this. I had a great job. I lived in Southern California. And, you know, I was the head of branding and marketing. So I'm like, my ultimate goal has always been to live in New York City and own a branding agency or branding, marketing, PR, and just help people bring their message to the forefront. Granted, back then it was all done via traditional publicist. So I did that for a while, but I'm not a person that wants one task. I want to bring it all together, full picture. Yeah. And deliver that for my clients. So voila, 6 years ago, I opened my own agency, and I'm a full service branding agency. So, you know, I still do PR. There's a lot of social media management, and I do everything. So with technology today, it's super exciting to see how quickly we can scale brands. So that's more so where I'm at today. But my background started from the early tech days, working for people like Canon and Toshiba, to see where we've fast forwarded to 25 years later. I mean, I was in my 20s when I had those jobs. So it's exciting and it's fun. And of course, doing it in New York City, it just opens up this whole other level of the connections and the energy and the people you network with. I can't even explain, like, every day the types of people I meet with having my business based in New York. Of course, clients are all over, but that's kind of a little bit as to how I got to where I'm at today.
I love that. And, you know, as you know, I really do cover a lot of personal branding on my page and on my podcast. We cover this very often. And this is one of my key points, which I always, you know, invest so much energy and focus on, as I feel is one of the most important part, when it comes to online branding and online business in general. So it must be really interesting because obviously you have such a huge experience and, you know, seeing how the, you know, industry and the market where you are and everything that you've been going through with any brands that you work with changed so much in the last, even in the last decade, if you will. I feel like everyone has a chance in this day and age, right? To kind of have the possibility to stand out even just through social media. I mean, I was reading an article actually on the New York Times 2 days ago saying that, you know, 60% of the startups don't advertise. They just use social media and that's their way of advertising as it gives them more conversion. And I find this so fascinating. This kind of, you know, is bringing me to the fact that you can really start anything you want online and everybody can do it. But what is really interesting with you is that you kind of are focusing in the right moment into something that I've been approaching in the last couple of years or so, which is online learning, right? So yeah. I think there has been a huge growth when it comes to digital courses, when it comes to qualification online. Everybody seems to want to learn more and everybody's willing to actually take that leap and go online. And you have a course as well.
I do.
Which we're going to dive in a second. And, you know, I would like to understand, what was your inspiration in entering your online e-learning space? And how did you come up with that? And why did you think this was your next step in your path?
There's so many elements to that. I believe in, as business owners, as I shared prior, we need to consistently be learning what the trend is. We can't be doing today what we were doing 5 years ago, 10 years ago. It's irrelevant today. So you need to stay relevant. Of course, there's so many things out there. Now, for a lot of busy professionals, going back to school, like maybe jumping into that 2 or 3 year MBA program and giving up all your nights and weekends may not be conducive if you have a spouse, a family, and children and commitments. So I feel like even 10, 15 years ago when I was working my way up, everybody was jumping back into school doing the MBAs. And you've seen that decline a little bit because e-learning has really taken over the marketplace. So e-learning, Forbes predicted about 3 years ago that the e-learning space would jump to the $325 billion mark. So e-learning, it's been on the map. I love how it's accessible. It's convenient. I can do it on my own time. So I probably spent 3 years taking every e-course, webinar, web series, subscription-based that spoke to me. And back then, the market wasn't as saturated as it is today in 2020. But my inspiration was, I have a traditional branding agency. I work one-on-one with my clients. That means I'm exchanging my time for money. And at the end of the day, how much time do I have? I spread myself very thin, and maybe I can take on 10 to 20 clients. I want to make an impact. I want other people to get their voice out. So when you're building a brand, what's the best way to get your message out to the masses, per se? It's e-learning. It is showing somebody how to recreate what you're doing and giving away all your jewels and your secrets and all those wisdom, all the wisdom that you've acquired to give them and pass it forward. So e-learning for me, that was a way for me to reach the masses. So my goal for 2020 is, I launched my program last year, is to reach 10,000 entrepreneurs with my online programs. And I have several, which we'll chat about a little more in detail. But that was more so the inspiration, is just, I want to reach more people. And it's not one-on-one, because it becomes the evergreen where it resides online. And you can update it, but you're not exchanging time for money now.
Yeah.
You're evergreen. So you're always there for your clients to be able to guide them and assist them.
I love that. And this is something you touched on, a very interesting point, because I feel there is two different sides of the medal when it comes to online training. People either love it or people either don't trust it, and they feel like it's not good enough, it's not qualitative enough. And yeah, this is kind of bringing me to another perspective. People don't know what they can offer just by doing an online course, developing an online course, crafting a course where you can actually share your expertise to a wider audience. I mean, I touched on this on the podcast in the past with a guy that, you know, was a personal trainer, and he wanted to, you know, kind of share his method with a wider audience, and online program was the way forward. And as you said, the market is really saturated. There are tons of courses out there. And we had a conversation before the show where we were kind of sharing which one was good, which one wasn't good, that we both got together. And, you know, when you are in the online space, as you said, we definitely are always on a training process. We always get something new to download, to read. And, you know, I feel like, I don't know if it's the same for you, but I always like to see how people kind of do what I do in their methodology and see if there is a way I can, you know, share a specific concept in a different perspective as well. And, you know, I feel like when it comes to online training, I would love to dive in into your course a little bit more. So share with me what it's about and why your course is different from the other thousands that are out there.
Literally thousands and thousands.
Thousands and thousands. I think me and you bought them all.
I think we have. That's how we've met, because, you know, we have all these commonalities. So my company is, like I said, traditional branding. That's identity brand management. And then my first course is an entry point, and I'll explain how it segues to that. So it's called Social Maven. I'm technically the social maven, as Joseph, you are, because we are very social. We are social online, in person, yeah, and I've been that social butterfly my entire life. So Social Maven is the entry point to online for me, because what I do is I take people step by step on how to build your social media, specifically Instagram and Facebook for 2020,
right?
And how to build it, scale it, and monetize it for small businesses just entering the workspace, or opening a new business, or not knowing where to start, or being overwhelmed. So it's a 7-step online course on how to scale and monetize. But this is the entry point, because the bigger picture is, when I am building brands, I go all the way back to the very basics. I have people come to me that don't know they're supposed to legally file an entity, or they think purchasing a domain for their website means they have a legitimate business. I'm like, well, the IRS is not going to appreciate you taking payments into your personal bank account, so we need to get you set up legally. And then they don't know, what do they need, an LLC, an S-corp, a C-corp, a corporation? They don't know. So My bitter program that Social Maven segues into is a full brand yourself type of a program where it walks them through what's your plan. You need to have a business plan in order to scale that. Let's open your business legally. Let's get your bank account. Let's get your merchant account. And we walk all the way through every part of how to build the brand, scale it, monetize it. And in that time frame, you have an up and running, legitimate, profitable business. So that's the bigger picture. But Social Maven, I did as it's a hot button. People want to know, what is everybody doing that they're monetizing their social feeds? So, and Joseph, I feel you and I can really relate on this. So you have to test the concept first. And when I did a beta test, I said, let me just see how many small businesses I can reach via Facebook advertising that need my help on scaling their social media. I'm going to do their social media for them. I'm going to charge them a monthly fee. We're going to try it for 3 months. My email blew up. I'm like, wow, there's a lot of people. So instead of me doing it, what if I showed you how to do it so that you could scale? You want to know every aspect of what goes on within your business, especially when you're a new business owner.
Yeah.
So that describes Social Maven as to why I started with that topic. It's heavily saturated. The number one thing I found, and I have invested in just on the social media topic, I've probably invested in about 8 courses on how to build social media. The number one thing to look for where I got frustrated is they give you just a little bit and then they hook you for the next one. And that's another 997 or 497. And by the time you get the full blueprint of how to build your social media, build the list, build the following, and all of the ingredients you need, you've spent thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
If they would be upfront with that, I'd be okay. But a lot of people out there are not very upfront, and they don't tell you that after you finish that 4-week or 8-week course, that they're going to ask you to buy their next course to get the next portion. So I found a lot of frustration with that. And that's the number one thing I did not want to do. I want to be all inclusive in what I'm offering in each program to say, this program is going to give you everything you need, and I want to over deliver for that course. This is a one-time price. And that there will be no upsells after this. So that's number one. Number two of what to look for is I feel in the space that everybody is a self-proclaimed expert or guru. There's a lot of smart people. You need to do your due diligence and find the ones that have actually seen the success. I bring 25 years of experience from my career history.
Yeah.
So I would not go and hire a 22-year-old life coach because I really don't feel she would have the experience.
Yeah.
But if she was teaching me social media, I would absolutely hire her.
Yeah,
so you
absolutely.
Just have to do your homework and make sure that the self, because we can go on and claim we're an expert or guru, but you do want to see testimonials. You don't just want to see what people claim to do in the space. And that was the other part of some programs. They had a good copywriter. They had a strong hook and I bought. And then once I got in, I'm like, are you kidding me? This is all I got. So you have to be cautious.
There was a mutual one that we both had that was
great. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So we can share that obviously for various reasons, but I feel like this is a big fear that people have, especially when it comes to online training. You know, let's face it, online training is not cheap. Some courses are so expensive. And, you know, especially when you are someone starting on from scratches, you might not have the budget to just invest £1,000 on a course. And, and very often you will find coaches that will give you, a little bit of it. They will give you they will give away the what, but they're not going to share the how.
Yeah.
So and sometimes what you notice is you go to this sales funnel. And then before you get to the extra mile, you need to pay another £500. So I love the fact that you touched on that because you guys need to, I think this is the point that me and Monica want to come across today is social proof is really important, There needs to be a case study. There needs to be people. There needs to be a community behind the person that you're trying to buy the course for from. So you need to kind of see if this person is being followed. I love when people do that to me, and I think it happens to you as well. They reach out to me, giving me the Facebook course, Facebook advertising course, marketing course. And then you go to their pages and they have like 60 followers and you're like, okay, thanks.
You know, and that's the thing. Anybody can run a Facebook ad. I've found some where they're running, they're targeting me. Obviously, I'm their perfect avatar. And because I bought every course out there.
Yeah, of course.
And, and then they target you and it's a course on Instagram, let's say. And then you go to click on their profile and it says this person does not even have an Instagram profile, but they're selling an Instagram course. Because you can in Facebook advertising, you can throw money behind it and get your ads out there to get some quick sales. I mean, to the naked eye, it may not be obvious, but to people like you and I that are in the industry, we can see all the ins and outs of, you know, who has what kind of a sales funnel, what kind of tactics are you needed. And, you know, anybody can pop their camera and film a video and make it look really beautiful, but what's the substance behind it? So it's definitely in the day of self-proclaimed gurus and experts, we need to be cautious and do our homework first.
Absolutely. And also another point that I want to take is buying an online course is not going to make your business profitable. Like this is not the way it works. People think they have the course and they can, you know, and it just, I just hate when there is this kind of false advert when you say, oh, you know, I make $20,000 with 20,000 followers. It's not always like that. Like my point of conversion is £1 per follower. And this is how much you should be making on social media based on how many followers you have. But that's kind of the way I look into it. But you know, sometimes people feel like that this course is the answer to all the problem. You get the course and this is the training. It's like when you go to school, you have your education. It's really rare that you come out with, you know, with a super well-paid job straight away. You're not going to get a six-figure salary straight away after school. You need to kind of make your work. You need to work your way up. So this is really another point. And I feel like this is a very misleading thing when it comes to advertising on digital courses. People feel like they're going to have the answer straight away within. And, you know, the point, it was really funny. I was talking to a customer of mine the other day, and I said to him, look, if the YouTube formula. I've been doing lots of YouTube research. As you know, I'm launching a Capo Joe TV, which is so exciting. And we're going to be covering branding and digital and digital marketing. And, you know, part of my research was actually having a course as well. So I did a course, which I decided to not purchase this time, but to kind of break down what I needed in a different way through books and stuff. And basically, there was this client of mine and it was like, oh, you know, I'm thinking of launching YouTube. There is this course and it's like £1,000 and it's going to make me have 100K subscribers. I was like, if there was a course that gives you 100K subscribers for £1,000, everybody will have 100K subscribers.
Yes.
You know, if there was one formula fits all, unfortunately, that's not the case. And also, this platform, and this is a huge point, and, you know, I want to ask you in the next question in a second, it's we don't own these platforms. Like, we don't own these platforms. So really basing the whole business on only Instagram, only Facebook, this is not going to last forever. They change the algorithm. No. Your reach is done. Exactly. So, I mean, I'm losing followers on a daily basis. And people are messaging me, like, oh, you're talking about community, but you're losing followers. But that's okay because that means that the content is different. So if these people are not interested for enough, they can go. Yeah. You know, it's part of the game. So I want to really dive into the creation side of the course because this is something I feel really close to in terms of the way you craft the course. So what would you say has been the biggest challenge that you face when creating a course? As obviously coming from a consumer side of it, having so many courses that you purchased, what would you say was the huge part where you said, okay, that's a little bit more different than I expected? What was the biggest challenge?
Okay, there's several on that. So let me jump to one thing that you brought up right before. With course creation and with if it's somebody promising you 100,000 followers, or take my course and I am going to help you grow and you're going to make $20,000 a month or whatever that is. The number one question that somebody that doesn't understand the industry, that they do not ask, how much money are you spending on advertising? So when people come to me and say, I can help you scale to six figures per month, I'm like, but how much am I going to have to put into advertising to make that 100,000? Am I spending 50,000? Is it, you know, how much am I spending? So that's the number one question that people really need to get down to the nitty gritty of. Now let's talk about the course itself. The number one thing I did wrong in this is I underestimated how much work it is. I thought I researched for about a year,
right?
Which was too long because I'm a bit of a type A perfectionist. And so I
welcome to my world.
I know, right?
It took me 7 months to actually finally craft in a YouTube channel in the way I wanted. And, you know, I to the stage that I said, I just need to get it done. It can be perfect. It will be perfect eventually. Do you know what I mean?
I have been saying this so much lately, and I know this, but I think we want to put our best work out there because people are trusting you.
Absolutely.
So I researched it until I couldn't research anymore. I said, okay. So I told myself I would get it done. Filming, you have to transcribe the course. You have to have the documents that people can download as a workbook.
Yeah.
You need to go on camera and teach it. And then what platform? All of that I already knew. But I thought I could do it in 30 days. Took me about 3 times longer.
Oh, God. So, actually, sorry to interrupt. I actually want, for people that are listening that don't, they never bought an online course before. Let's break down the structure of them and how. Now, they're not all the same. However, there is a certain structure that pretty much everyone has in terms of coursing. And if you're someone that is thinking of taking your expertise online, this will really help you.
Yes.
So break down for the listener how a digital course is structured.
So first, obviously your topic, and then you break it into modules. Those modules, you then have to create a lead generation video. So this is what you purchase your ads to. That lead generation is also called a webinar, or it's an evergreen where people find you after you've targeted them from your Facebook ads and they can log in. Evergreen means they log in and it tells you, do you want to watch this right now or at noon or at 2 today? Or it could be a live webinar where people log in and you say, I will be live on Sunday at 7 p.m. Join me, register here. This grabs, build your list. This is how you get all of the email addresses to continue promoting. It also, from the behind the scenes, it gives you your audience that you are building ad campaigns towards to target, because you want those like demographic, your avatar. So that right. helps on the Facebook advertising side. So then you have, let's say you run every Sunday, you have a live webinar and you get, you know, 300 people on there. You get right. 30 of them that purchase. Where does that trigger them to? You then need to have everything set up inside of a platform. There's a lot of platforms out there. They all have different capabilities. I personally went for the designer platform, which is Kajabi. Kajabi has all the bells and whistles. It's the most expensive platform on the market, but the automation is worth it. So inside there, you build your course. Sorry, I've been talking too much already.
That's all right. Yeah, so you have Kajabi, Teachable, Podia, so many. And, you know, this is really interesting because I was looking into this as well, because I got requested in the past to get to actually do an online course. And God knows, maybe I will before the end of the year. And so just walk me through, someone that wants to start from scratch, is kind of walk me through the automation and what do they give you with this course, with this host platform, if you will. So just that it's a little easier to understand.
So you set up your videos. Module 1 covers how to launch your online presence. Module 2, these can be videos or PowerPoint slides. So now you need to create both forms if you're doing both. And you need a downloadable because you need to be able to cater to everybody's learning ability. Some people learn better if they read it in a handout. Some people learn better watching on a screen. Some people learn better watching it on the screen. So you need to apply, and they give you the ability inside these platforms to do this. Once you populate all of your modules, you then start to run ads to get people to come in. So that's your promotion period. During your promotion period, if you do not have a list or followers, you need to start to grow that. So that takes the investing in promoting advertising. Once they get inside your sales funnel, if you're using a funnel, that's something we'll leave off for a different time. They're inside Kajabi. You either need to sync it to something, let's say Zapier or your CRM like MailChimp or ActiveCampaign. You need to then come up with three different pillars of drip sequences. So let's say you can tell from your analytics that that person came in and looked at your course six times this week. You're going to trigger, it's automation, but you have to go in and do the work.
Yeah.
You're going to trigger those seven emails that get dripped to them every Monday through Friday. Why haven't you bought my course? Okay, not that direct. You're going to make it fun and cute and sassy to draw them in.
Why did you not buy it?
Exactly. Why didn't you buy my course? Get online and buy it right now. The second drip will be somebody that maybe is still cold, where you want to share your personality and your knowledge and why you're an expert with them. So you're still warming them up. So that's a whole different drip series. The last one is they're in your course already. They trusted you. They paid for it. Now, what do? You need a drip series of emails. So every Friday, hi, today's module is being released. You can log in with your credentials here. So all of this all comes together with a lot of work. There's a lot of automation that is out there for you. To say you can do launch a course with all aspects in 30 days is damn near impossible.
Yeah, at least you have a team of people
there. It's not reality.
It's super, yeah, do you know what I mean? It's just one of those things. It's really interesting that you touch on, thank you so much for covering that so specifically, because I think it's so important to understand how the structure of a course is. It's like, I was just kind of thinking, there was an interesting thing about that we were covering before about you don't have this audience. And what is the amount of Facebook advertise you will advise as a budget? Let's talk about budget for a second. Someone is starting a course from scratches. They are perhaps not having a huge budget. What is the ideal figure to start with if you want to test the market with Facebook advertising?
You can put $3 to an ad. What is that going to get you? Not very much. So what you put in is what you get back. To start, if you're advertising a course, the starting daily budget, let's say you're running four ads, so four similar ads. It could be a static photo, two photos, and two videos, because you don't know what's going to capture them. You're going to run it across Facebook, Facebook stories, Instagram, and Instagram stories.
Yeah.
So an average estimate is between $20 to $30 a day. So what you're going to do is you're going to break that $30 budget into four ads that run simultaneously. And you're going to to your avatar. And then you're going to go and check that in 24 hours, maybe even in 24, 48 hours, and see which ads performed. You're going to turn off the ones that didn't. And you're going to take that extra money and put it into the bucket for the ads that did. And then maybe slightly change who you're targeting and create what's called a split test. So once you create that, you need to find, if you don't find the right ad that performs overnight, Facebook is not that generous with you that here's the formula for you. You need to go in and do it. So then you need a Facebook ad expert. And there's a lot of them out there. And again, you need to do your due diligence with that as well. So $30 a day is, I would say, the base starting point for starting out. But honestly, if you're building a course that you want to scale, it depends on your budget, but definitely if you can, the return on investment is great when you put that into it and you're getting the right person out. When you're testing, start small.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing this, because I think people get really scared. As we cover so much in this episode, which I'm so excited, it's about how much money do I need to create all of it? Because sometimes, especially at the beginning, if you're testing out, you don't really know how much of investment is required. But the great thing with this, guys, is that everything is manageable and everything is changeable. So you're not actually putting out money like that straight away. You can actually test and see how much budget is needed based on performance, as you know, Monica shares. So this is really good. So why do you feel, we covered this a little bit earlier on, but I wanted to kind of get more into this. Why do you feel like people want to go more into the e-learning? Like, this market has been oversaturated, as we mentioned earlier, in the last 2 years. And it literally exploded. I think in the US it exploded. Here it's starting out in the UK to you know, really scale as well. But why don't you feel like people are not just going into the traditional education, if you will? What do you think is the reason?
I think it's more cost effective,
right,
and the convenience to be able to learn in the privacy of your home or your office or on the road. It makes it more accessible to everyone versus going to an institution where you do have to go in person to a classroom setting. People today want instant gratification, and the more we evolve, they want to see it quicker, and courses out there are promising that they can deliver it quicker. Instead of, I'm not saying don't go and get a degree or invest in your education, but there are some amazing thought leaders that are teaching great things and that you may not have access to as a college professor or in any kind of extracurricular that you sign up for. So e-learning is bringing that. I look at some of the thought leaders that I have followed, admired through the years. I have direct access to them with their courses, with social media, with what we'll call office hours. If, you know, they have a private Facebook group for their community to go in and ask questions, like to see them go live and read your question. I'm like, I have direct access to work with you that way. That speaks volumes. And I don't want to say they're celebrity status, but they've done amazing things in their time, and you want to learn from those people. And before social media, they were not accessible. I know one of my favorites that I have a lot of thought leaders, but I started out with like Marie Forleo, but moving on, Ed Milet is like, he's just such a stand-up person. But what he teaches, I would never have been able to have access to him if it weren't for e-learning. And now he has like this in-person community where you actually go and get to learn from him 2 or 3 times a year. I forgot, it's coming up again soon. But that's the reason. I think we all have the people that we really admire. This is giving us access to them in a non-traditional format. So e-learning is continuing to grow. I highly recommend, if you are interested in the e-learning, jump in this year, because it's saturated, but your story still needs to be heard. And that's the number one thing. You don't know who's watching and paying attention. And we all have our unique gifts and personalities that we bring. So you don't know who you're going to connect with and draw in. So don't let a saturated market stop you, because somebody still wants to hear what you have to share. So share that message and get your course out there. Because there's 10,000 people doing it doesn't mean you can't do it either.
So true. Thank you so much for sharing that, because this is one of my core sentence when it comes to really getting people out there to start their business and start their own thing. Like, the fact that there is thousands of them out there, that doesn't mean you can't do it as well. And you know, there might be someone, there is definitely someone out there that needs to hear from you specifically, whether it's because you have a similar background, whether it's because you have a similar expertise or a similar experience. And you know, everyone deliver training in different ways. Everyone deliver values in different ways. And I feel, you know, sometimes what works for me might not work for you, which is why it's good to have options that you really want to be and hold yourself accountable to be that option and really share that gift that only you have. And, you know, I love the fact that you share that, because this is one of my most important thing that I always ensure to repeat consistently, as you know, because we kind of follow each other and, you know, we have very similar content. But I think what is important is also really always invest that kind of, you know, curiosity, if you will. Just be curious. Yeah. Never stop learning, especially with social media. And I think another reason why I will go online personally when it comes to training is definitely the fact that everything is constantly more updated. Sometimes what is in the book is not relevant anymore. We touched on Facebook advertising earlier, and I've been looking for a book on Facebook advertising that was relevant. And, you know, we're talking about Amazon, which is super updated, right? But there isn't any book that is updated just yet to the new updates that Facebook did. So I kind of hold up for that because that's not quite there yet. So it's really interesting how education and as everything when it comes to marketing online is really progressing so quickly that you have to keep up. I mean, we're going to need some, you know, it's going to be a matter of probably weeks or months. It's already probably there. It's going to be a TikTok course, how to grow TikTok.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah. Me and you already are on the first spot. They're going to target us with the Facebook advertising. So they're going to be like, why do you want to buy a TikTok course? Yes, let's do it.
When you move to New York, we are going to go to the Facebook headquarters because they do offer classes and they hand select business owners in the area based on your advertising spend, I believe. And you get to meet one-on-one with like a Facebook ads expert in person at headquarters. So I did that last quarter. We're going to do it together because
Let's do it. Let's make this happening.
Yes. And then we'll go out for something fabulous afterwards.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. I'm so happy. Right. So let's wrap this up. And I have a question for you. Actually, two questions. So Someone is thinking of doing a course out there. 2020 is the year. 2020 is the time to do it. If someone is listening and they are thinking of really transferring their expertise into a course, what's the advice would you share?
One, allow double the amount of time. First and foremost, put a plan together. I highly believe in order to succeed, you need to have a plan in place. So don't just throw it out there thinking, oh, this is simple. So long as you have a plan and you know with a timeline, pad the timeline. The time, don't rush yourself through it. Allow for other things to happen in life. If you're going to be doing courses on videos, cancel the entire day. Block out a 3-day period. Because when you sit and you are just giving all and you're doing it on camera, and if it's not something that's your expertise, you will be physically drained and mentally exhausted. So just be very patient and kind during the course creation process to yourself, because you want to show up being your absolute best. And I know there were some days I was scheduled. I went into a professional studio to shoot all of my course creation. And there were some days, one day in particular, I just found out a friend had passed away and I couldn't do it. I was a mess. And I said, you know what? I know today is not the day. You don't want to capture that. So just be aware, monitor your emotions when you go in, because people are buying you and what you're teaching and your personality. So you want to show up at your 100% best. You want to deliver all that value that they signed up and they paid you for. So just be very aware and cautious of that, and give yourself extra time because it can be mentally draining. And I think the last part would be aware of imposter syndrome. I think today in the world that we live in, people feel like they're not good enough. You are. If you have a message to deliver, deliver it. Don't hide. Get out there and do it and put it together and package it and make sure it has you, your special touch. I made a cute little jingle for mine because I'm, you know, high energy, sassy, fun.
I love it. I love the jingle. The jingle is just awesome.
It makes you want to dance, right?
Like, yeah, it's great.
I want people to dance. It's social. So I wanted to evoke emotion as soon as people landed on my page or got into the course, and maybe get up and just shake it out and dance a little bit.
It's so cool. It's kind of like a little bit of a, it's halfway between a Broadway musical and a little bit of a James Bond movie kind of thing. So it's awesome. You guys need to check it out on Monica's page. It's amazing. I'm going to give you all the details of her course as well on the description of the podcast so you can check it out. And my next question for you is, 5 years from now, we are chatting, we will, over a cup of coffee, we will. And I ask you, how is life treating you? What's your answer?
5 years from now, I will be bicoastal. I will be living part-time in my native home of California. And part-time, I'll probably be there in winters. And I will be living the rest of the year in New York. and I will have launched, I have 5 courses up my sleeve right now.
Amazing.
And I want to impact this year alone 10,000 entrepreneurs, and I want to help them build million-dollar brands. So in 5 years, I want to say maybe that number is 20,000, maybe it's 50,000 entrepreneurs that made $1 million in their first year of business. That's my ultimate goal and the legacy I want to leave with people that are starting out. So that's where I'll be in 5 years.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for really sharing so many tips and actionable base, strategies that people can really implement. And, you know, I love the fact that we made it really clear. We went through each and every step of course creation and really kind of make everyone understand that doesn't matter what industry you're in, whether you're in fitness, health, beauty, whatever you do, online coursing could be your revenue stream, your new revenue stream for your business. Lots of them are passive income as well. So this is literally, it's an autopilot sale, guys. This is really important. You really want to take this into consideration because you still can run your business as you do, but you still have these autopilot sales happening online. And this is just literally building and more revenue as well as building your brand without you necessarily doing, once you've done the course, which is a huge part of the game, once you've done that and you automate it right, everything goes in autopilot. And this is amazing because you're basically making money out of sleeping, which is awesome.
That is the goal.
Yeah, that is the goal, exactly. So thank you so much, Monica, for being on the show, sharing so much. I am so excited about this episode and I cannot wait for us to meet in person. We will very soon. We share during the conversation where I'm moving. But if you didn't listen to it, just go back to the episode, download it, listen to it again. But yeah, me and Monica will be working together very soon. So it's going to be really exciting. Thank you so much for being on the show. And I cannot wait to actually do a Facebook Live, which we schedule. We are very good on the live, me and you. We do live very well. So guys, stick around on our pages and check us out. Thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that is it for today. Do you know when the best conversation happened? Actually, after the show, so I want you to go over on Facebook and look for my new community out there. It's called Empower You, Uplevel Your Content and Your Business. This is where I empower young entrepreneurs just like you to discover and embrace their zone of genius. This new growing community is the right place for you if you are an entrepreneur looking for ways to connect with your tribe, or if you have an incredible idea that you know you can turn into a business and you're looking to connect with the right people. Covering topics such as marketing, PR, online branding, website, and so on. If anything like this resonates with you, come and join us. I will see you same time, same place next week.